Injury update. Garrett Bowles is questionable. Benny Fowler is also questionable. Paxton Lynch is out, and Brendan Langley is out. Questions?
Is Garrett to a point where you have to work him out before the game to decide?
I'm not sure. You know, he's obviously getting better fast, and he's traveling to the game, so he is questionable.
What is the key with a guy like that? Young player, kind of the first time he's been through something like this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need to know in your own mind that he's going to be able
to play? Well, your concern is obviously, with him missing practice on Wednesday, that was our first second down run game, install. So your concern is always, with his mental preparation versus his physical. You know, if he's ready to play physically, you're okay. But the mental reps that he missed on Wednesday, that's a concern.
Has Benny cleared the protocol?
Benny is in protocol right now still. So we'll see.
Coach, from the time you saw Garrett carted off to now, did you ever think there would even be a chance?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. Most injuries, on Sundays, you're just not sure, how bad or how minor they are. Obviously our training staff always, kind of gauge towards it being a serious injury. So carting a guy off was more for his protection than ours.
How did Bowles feel this morning after practice yesterday?
How did he feel this morning? Okay.
Advance, first year coaches went at it last night on Thursday night.
Yeah.
You're going against first-year coach again tomorrow.
Sure.
You keep track of your class of first-year guys?
Not really. We played Anthony Lynn the first week. He's a first-year coach. We're playing Sean McDermott Sunday. Not really. It's about the teams playing on the field. So, not really.
Will Devontae Booker be available Sunday?
He's available. Absolutely. Will he play?
Yeah.
Not sure.
Put you guys in pads as often as you could during training camp. A lot of teams know.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you seeing that payoff?
I think stopping the run and running the football better. That was our goal in training camp, and that's got to be done in football pads. I think it's obviously paying off now that we've put the time in to practice. How we practice during training camp. So if you don't do it in pads, you won't get good at it. So that was the purpose.
Mike McCoy's talked about how good that front seven is for Buffalo.
Yeah.
I'm saying concerns, but how do you deal with them from a pass rush standpoint? With mentally can struggle a bit. And
right. It's no different than the Chargers, or the Cowboys last week. We've got a game plan to block their edge rushers. And again, you can't help both guys all the time, but you can help one. And, by the pass concept and by the overall game plan, we should be able to handle the rushers most of the time.
How much faith do you have in Jordan?
Lots of faith.
Is it Tyler Roman at the point where you feel comfortable using him if needed?
Yeah, he's healthy. He's ready to go.